That really was the turning mark, of, turning point of the race, though, wasn't it? Was it an unusually unpredictable day today, or was it as random as ever?
Well, we had a very good call from the Matthew team, and we got what we wanted at the start, and we had a big separation with a nice shift, and we only managed to get a small lead on. And they had a very little separation with a not a big shift, and they managed to get a bigger cushion on us. So it's quite disappointing, but obviously they're sailing pretty well and getting all the opportunities they have, and it's not much we can say, and let's congratulate Team New Zealand for sailing pretty well.
Torben, is your boat missing a little bit of speed in the light conditions?
It's hard to say. We're not slow, but we're not a rocket, and I think it's certainly taking the boat doesn't like that too much in the light stuff. I hope we have a little different conditions tomorrow.
Did you know what the forecast is for tomorrow?
No, not yet, but I'm hoping for a change.
Jonathan McKee, main sheet trimmer on the Lunarosa Challenge. Ironically, you have the main sheet trimmer of the other boat sitting right beside you there. A change of conditions would appear to be the only way for you to get back into this series. Is there anything else you think you can do at this stage to speed up the boat or win a race off the Kiwis?
Well, if there's anything obvious, we would have tried it already. I was not ruling out that we might make a technical change. That certainly is a possibility. They're going well. For sure they're going well, especially in that wind range. And they always have been fast in that wind range, so it's not really a surprise to us. We seem to be a little bit more competitive in more wind. So that's probably plays into our hand a little bit more, but aside from going well, they're also sailing very well. So, you know, our hats off to them, and honestly, they've outsailed us so far in this series, and that's all you can say.
The weather called logically towards the ride, and it turned out to be at the beginning. But were you surprised the way Emirates Team New Zealand let you go for the left, or let them go for take the left? Excuse me.
Well, in that wind direction, the left often does pay, so it's not in any way an obvious call. Our weather team made a great call right at the very end that, you know, the first shift might be to the right, and that proved to be correct. But it's a very tricky kind of day, that wind direction. I'm sure these guys would agree.
It's your worst nightmare direction, is it?
It's probably the least predictable as far as what's going to happen next, I would say, yes.
Ray Davis, strategist, Emirates Team New Zealand. Start was relatively benign affair with both of you keen on different sides. Were you confident the left would come good for you eventually?
We were confident that there's more left to come than what we started off the line with. We had a wind range of sort of 60 to 75, and we came off pretty close to the 70 numbers and felt it was not a bad shift, and it was going to be a tricky day with a very shifty condition. So our call was happy basically to start at pace and not a huge amount in it with some more left to come up the top of the course. It really didn't go our way in the first half of the beat. And Lunarosa, you know, did a really good job of sticking to their guns and making sure they got right into that right-hander. And, it was definitely no good for us in the first part of the race.
Were you surprised to see the Italian boat tack to leeward of you on the second time you came back together?
I can understand their reasoning. And it was a left-hander. And the way it panned out, I'm sure they would have done it different in hindsight, but I can understand their reasoning at the time. It was definitely a left-hander, and they would have wanted to get back in phase and probably drag it out to the ley line and stay ahead. But it was a pretty tough day out there. It is definitely, like Jonathan's saying, that wind direction is not a traditional... Well, we see it a lot, but it is the wind direction where the left can be very strong at times. So, I'm sure they would have... With hindsight, they would have done it different, but I can definitely understand their reasoning.
Don Cowie, main sheet trimmer on the Emirates Team New Zealand. You're the man with the accelerator on Emirates Team New Zealand. You seem to be able to accelerate better out of tacks and jibes. Is that the fundamental difference between these two boats?
No, it's interesting. I've been telling the guys at the base it's called the mainsail because it's all about the main. I'm finally catching on. No, I think we've got a boat that's going quite nicely in those conditions, and we're happy with the way the boat's going. It's seems to go well in those conditions and tacks and jibes pretty nicely. But we've got a very similar profile mainsail on to Luna Ross's, so I don't think there's much difference there.
But is it about the mainsail, or is it about the beam of the boat, or
I think it's about the mainsail.
The way you sail,
it's definitely about the mainsail. Jonathan will agree with me, I'm sure.
Yeah, contradict yourself there.
It's about the way the main's trimmed as well, though, isn't it?
You'd agree, Jonathan. It's definitely about the way the mainsail's trimmed.
No, I'm not sure I'd agree with that today, Don.